page 126. Unit 12. Psychology. Lesson A. Being independent. 1. Grammar in context. B. Listen. What experience did each person have of becoming independent? Becoming independent.
In psychology, young people between the ages of 17 and 22 are often characterized as experiencing early adult transition. At this age, they might leave home to attend college, get their first job, or think about starting their own family. It's a time when young people start to separate from their family attachments and become truly independent. We asked readers to tell us about their experiences of becoming independent. Chris, 24.
Actually, I've always been independent. My parents raised me and my brother that way. They always insisted on us making our own decisions. I guess they were big believers in children being responsible for themselves and their own choices. Like, I remember us setting off on a trip one time, and it was snowing, and I wouldn't wear a coat, and I was frozen and sobbing. And I remember my mom saying, "It's your own fault." She's always hated people complaining about things that are their own fault.
Larry, 22.
Interestingly enough, I didn't find it hard leaving home. I think actually my parents had a much harder time dealing with me becoming independent. But at the time, they encouraged me to leave without me realizing how difficult it was for them. My mom said later that she and my dad dreaded me leaving and hated the thought of them becoming empty nesters. But for me, it was all just a big adventure.
Paula, 46.
I left home with little experience of being independent. I'd always depended on my parents being there and doing everything for me. Leaving home was a big shock to me. I couldn't cook, didn't know how to do laundry. I mean, there's nothing wrong with children relying on their parents, but it's a balance. I wish mine had been more supportive of me doing things by myself.